transcendental anger or a peak. Transcendental quality of Srimati Radharani, of all gopis, left wing, right wing, but particularly of Srimati Radharani's side. And man is it's also an object of Vipralamba. It obstructs union, and it may even cause separation. And therefore, it's used to particularly induce increased longing in Krishna, which then makes association and finally meeting all that much more relishable. This is a long, long way from Bam Sivat, from Seva Kunj, and it's on the other side of the Jamuna. In any case, at the time of a rasa dance, maybe for some good reason, maybe for no good reason, Srimati Radharani became upset with Krishna. Sri Rupa Goswami says, Ahariva, Ahariva, Dati Premna Swabhava Kutilambale, Ata Hetu Ahetu Cha. That there's these two types of man, anger, caused by, with some good cause and without cause. When Srimati Radharani is angry with Krishna for a reason, then all Krishna has to do is find out what the reason is, the causes, and address that. So that's relatively easy. When she's angry with Krishna for no reason, then that's difficult to break. More difficult to break. But anyway, Krishna's very, very expert. And because Krishna was equally delighting in the association of the different types of gopis, sadhana siddhas, nitya siddhas, left wing, right wing. So Srimati Radharani was angry that she wasn't given the preferential treatment that she deserves. So she left. And as soon as she left, then the whole energy of the rasa dance went down and disappeared. And so so Krishna left the other gopis in search of Srimati Radharani. And in the meantime, she had come here, wandering, very, very angry. And sitting here at this place, she began to cry. So Srimati Radharani would cry for different reasons. She cried because she's angry at Krishna. And of course, when Srimati Radharani is angry, she's angry with Krishna because, not because she thinks that Krishna is, she's not as good as Krishna, but because Krishna's not giving her special attention, he's not getting the special benefit he can only get from her. From gopis, Krishna can get particular type of reciprocation, but only Srimati Radharani can give him the real special ecstasy that that he wants. he cries because Krishna's so foolish, just like when the gopis were singing separation from Krishna. Then they said, Pitava, who else can be a greater cheater than you? You're such a cheater that you end up cheating yourself. And because Krishna is cheating himself of Srimati Radharani's favors, then she cries for that. She cries because she feels neglected. And ultimately she cries because at a certain point when she does man, she regrets it. She regrets being separated from Krishna. But because an aspect of man is not just anger, but it's also pride, so she needs some kind of excuse to break that man, break that pride, or to go back to Krishna. In any case, for different reasons, Srimati Radharani is crying, and her tears started to form a little pond. And Krishna followed Srimati Radharani here by footprints, by the scent that her body left, was wandering through the trees. The scent of her body is also here. And Krishna followed, and he came here. And Srimati Radharani isn't just crying, but she became so absorbed in her own feelings of separation that she couldn't even notice Krishna, even when Krishna had arrived. She couldn't notice. But her mood of separation and her love was so strong that it induced Krishna to also cry, made him cry. And their tears together made this monster. Sometimes it's just Srimati Radharani's tears, sometimes it's both her tears. In any case, their ecstasy abated and they recognized each other's presence, this became a great holy place where sages in the form of different birds reside and fish live in the water. These chaps are trying to trap either fish or turtles. And one who bathes here, this is the Prema Sarovara, just like the Prema Sarovara in Vaibhashana. This is Prema Sarovara, where one attains prema if without offense one bathes in the waters of Man Sarovara. Do you remember some other detail?
Only that Krishna was, at least in some narration, Krishna was a Shiva. And she'd have her veil raised and she wouldn't show her face. And he was very humbly requesting her to give up her mind. And she wouldn't show her face, and she kept crying.
Yeah. The feature of Krishna falling at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet is best. It's the best aspect, or the topmost aspect of Bhagavan. Like when Krishna is driving Arjuna's chariot, Krishna is serving his devotee, and begging begging for his devotee's favors, otherwise otherwise it causes him so much anxiety, it like gives him the taste of poison in his throat. Not being able to relish the love of Srimati Radharani, the gopis, devotees. Hopefully now they'll make this into a very nice, beautiful place. To him. That will be the wise thing to do.